We are
Builders!
This is Mrs. Fernandez here, and today I have Molly and Finn and Knox, and we are ready to tell you a little bit about our week. So we're going to start off talking about what we've been doing in math a little bit. Finn, what have we been doing in math lately?
1 through 28 on a page. In shapes, we arrange dots.
Yep, so the page already had the numbers 1 through 28 with, like, dots arranged in different ways, right? And what do we do with that page?
We found patterns, and we spent 2 days on it, and we used crayons, and we wrote what 36 patterns would probably look like.
Mm-hmm. What the number 36 would look like, what the patterns would look like. Yeah, so we shared, and today in class we got to share about 10 different patterns that we found, although some kids found a lot more than that even. And then you guys got to, like, write down what you think and generalize, right? What would 36 look like? Cool. That was a really fun task for me. I like that one a lot. All right, Molly is going to tell us a little bit about tech stuff related to science.
Okay, so we have this game on Google Classroom called Interland, and basically there's different worlds that kind of teach you some different things on, like, how to not be a bully and, like, how to be nice and kind. And there's different games on what you want to do. And, like, what fits you the best.
Mm-hmm. And do they also have, it's not just about cyberbullying, right? Don't they have things about, like, keeping your passwords safe and, like, all that kind of stuff? So all sorts of digital citizenship stuff, right?
Yeah.
What do you guys think of Interland?
Very fun.
Like, your favorite. Everybody wants to play it all the time right now.
Yes.
I love that. All right. And Knox is going to tell us a little bit about our pen pals.
For pen pals, we have another class somewhere else, and we are writing letters to them and to get to know them, and then they are writing letters back to us, and then hopefully we are going to see them in May.
Yes, I really hope that works out for us. But even if not, it'll still be fun to have pen pals and write to them every month, right?
Yeah.
So we'll get to, we're introducing ourselves, and all we wrote was, "Dear pen pal." And hopefully they will be able to write back to us with our actual names. But by next month, we'll know the names and ages and all those things, right?
Yeah.
Are you nervous or excited about that?
Excited.
You're excited? Why, Finn?
We could meet new friends.
Awesome. And I'm excited to, I hope that works out for us too. All right. Finn's going to share a little bit more about some other literacy things, including Genius Hour.
One big smart goal that our whole class is doing is, like, having a goal for this year.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is to try to help 1,000 people at the least.
That's amazing. And how are you going to track, like, you're hoping to help 1,000 people, but how are you going to track that?
With a clicker or on paper.
Cool. I like that idea. And what is your goal?
Making at least a 10 episodes of cooking videos.
And I got to see a sneak peek of one of them, and it was pretty cool. So I'm excited about that. What about you, Knox?
Mine is to walk 3 miles a week.
3 miles a week outside of, like, school and stuff. Cool. How are you tracking that? That must be hard.
I walk with my mom, and she has an app on her phone that tracks it.
Nice. And so then we'll work on those all semester outside of school. And then at the end of December, I'll get to show you what how you're going to present that to the class, right? And we'll talk about what we learned and how we grew as human beings and all the fun things that we were able to accomplish. So working on those SMART goals is awesome. All right. The kids also had a couple of silly things that they wanted to share. And so I'm going to let them. Molly is going to talk about
Gary the Ghost.
What is Gary the Ghost?
So Gary's basically a ghost that whenever something happens in that room and we don't know what happened, we blame it on Gary the Ghost. And the funniest thing Gary the Ghost probably does is he always will creak the door open. And sometimes he'll even pull out the cabinets or pull out chairs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is he a real ghost? No. But sometimes we have things happen that we can't quite explain. And every time that door creaks open, we all go, Gary! So, and we borrowed that, I think, from Mr. Brantley's. I think it was Mr. Brantley's class 2 years ago. Because my students last year started that, and now it's become a classroom thing. So thanks, Mr. Brantley. Then Knox wanted to share a little bit about our Fridays in Literacy and our Popcorn and Flashlight Friday. So Knox, tell us a little bit about that.
So we, for Popcorn Friday, the Parent Council give us popcorn for Friday, and sometimes we eat it while doing Flashlight Friday, where you have get a flashlight and then you read and do other things during Friday. And sometimes you can get caught up on work and other things. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys like Flashlight Friday?
Yes.
Why? Why do you like it so much?
Because it's like in the dark and you have time to work on stuff.
Yeah, it's nice to just get caught up for the weekend and stuff. Any other reasons?
Probably because it doesn't just make, it's not like a normal day where you just do work where the lights are on, just sitting around and doing your work or reading. It's like the lights off, flashlights on, and like you actually get to like, you got actually get to work and fun and stuff.
Yeah, and just it feels really good to get all that stuff caught up in a relaxed atmosphere, yeah? Calm. I'm seeing some yoga poses already right here. Awesome. This is Mrs. Fernandez and...
Molly.
Finn.
Knox.
And we hope you keep being builders. We'll see you next time.
You always...
Should we talk about this thing right here in the podcast thing?
Gary!